This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:16. We're joined by Councilmember Eugene Green, who is, I saw you on Bourbon Street just now. Councilmember, how you doing?
Oh, just fine. I'm on Bourbon Street because we've moved the memorial from Bourbon and Canal to the Presbyterian, and just to continue to remember those who suffered as a result of this terrorist attack. So the memorial is now going to be permanent inside the Presbyterian. They'll have a special engagement soon that everyone will know about.
I saw you on TV, not actually on Bourbon Street. Tell me about why moving the memorial. What was the idea behind that?
Well, the main thing was to continue to remind our citizens and our nation that, one, there are victims to these terrorist attacks, and we must always remember the victims of crime. But it's also to present an opportunity for the world to see that the city of New Orleans is going to always remember those who suffer, those who are impacted by this terrorist attack, and that we're not going to change our way of life. So when you come down to the city of New Orleans, you come down to the French Quarter, for example, you're going to be reminded of the fact that New Orleans is a strong city and that we're going to remember those who need help at certain times.
Councilmember, I talked to J.P. Morrell about this, Ronald Surpass about this, because it just kind of popped into my mind how, you know, it's a Sierra One event, and we're talking about Mardi Gras after the Bourbon Street attack, but Mardi Gras always has been a soft target, if you want, for a terrorist attack. And although we look at it differently because of the Bourbon Street attack, and in no way am I trying to diminish that at all, it just suddenly struck me that, well, it's kind of naive to think that terrorists haven't looked at this as a way to attack before, whether it's by vehicle or not, because these vehicular attacks have been increasing over the years. So I don't know. Do you see a substantial change to Mardi Gras this year in terms of security? Because just because we realize it, I don't think it means the terrorists are realizing it. Do you?
Well, it's important to recognize that in this particular case, for example, the terrorist came into New Orleans twice to determine how he was going to kill people. Someone who is hell-bent on killing other people and doesn't care about his or her own lifestyle or life and the family members, they're going to find a way to hurt others. But, of course, we as those who are law-abiding citizens who care about other people, who care about the health of other people, shouldn't be coward and shouldn't think that we can't do the things that we do normally, because that's what the terrorists want you to think. They want you to think that New Orleans is going to shut down and we're not going to have the Mardi Gras, we're not going to have the festivities, and we're not going to continue to enjoy life as a city. We can't give in to them. So I tell everyone out there, no, we should not think that a terrorist who has decided he wants to hurt humanity is going to not find a way to do so. But we cannot wake up every morning thinking that that is the norm. We must go on with our lives. And, of course, one part of our life is enjoying our life.
How concerned are you about the enforcement of regulations this year? Because I got to tell you, I think it's going to be a mess, because I don't know how you how you...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You control ice chest, or you make it a Sear One event and then allow propane tanks as people bring. And I know it's illegal, but people are going to bring them anyway. Porta potties are illegal, but people, unfortunately, are probably going to bring them. That's a small tent. Who knows what's going on in there? Leaving ice chest unattended, that's as subjective as subjective can be. How do you see all this being enforced, Councilmember?
Well, Tommy, I do want to say one thing. The best enforcement is by those who want to have a good time and who are concerned about others. We know that we saw this type of incident, this terrorist incident. We know that there's a heightened security and that there's a reason for it. Maybe some of the things that have been done in the past in terms of bringing a porta potty and bringing the ice chest down and having the tent with is closed with unattended tents, maybe for a little while, especially right now, I'm going to ask our citizens to be cognizant of the fact that we are very concerned about security and that we're concerned about security because we don't want anybody to be hurt. Do what you can to avoid. Look, I've been to parades. I went with the St. Augustine High School Band when they went to France. And there's a different enjoyment of the parades there. Everybody was standing shoulder to shoulder and they were cheering.
Where was that, Councilman?
Well, it was in France. It was for the 80th commemoration of the D-Day landing. Mm-hmm. And I was there, and we were there at parades, and they handled it maybe a little bit differently in terms of people being able to see the parades, children up front and the like. So it's just important to recognize that we don't want to change our way of life, but that we are in a different situation right now, especially this SEER rating. It says that the entire law enforcement community of the nation is looking at New Orleans during this time and is recognizing that special work has to be done to continue to keep us safe during this period. Enjoy it. But look, enforcement is something that we have to do where it's necessary, but we have given discretion to the members of the New Orleans Police Department, in whom I have extreme confidence, to be able to enforce as they feel necessary to keep our citizens safe. It's not going to be tactics where they harass people who are having a good time. The bottom line is that I'm also asking people to just be aware that this is a different time. Let's go and have a great time, but maybe on this particular year, and for a little while, we don't do some of the things that we were used to doing in the past. But I want to make this clear, but let's enjoy ourselves, because that's very important. That's
yes.
an important message that we need to send to criminals and terrorists. Enjoy ourselves no matter what.
But don't let your enjoyment be selfish and get in the way of somebody else's enjoyment. Just don't be a jerk. It's that simple. We'll pick it up. We come back. I know you want to talk about human trafficking. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. 722 Traffic Now, WWL. 727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Councilmember Eugene Green, who wanted to address and talk about human trafficking. Super Bowl's over, but the fight against that is not. Councilmember, tell me what's going on.
Well, we're always concerned about the victims of crime, and it's important to recognize that adults and children, male and female, can be subjected to sex trafficking at any time, which is basically something that we need. I think that everybody knows, but we can't focus on it enough to let people know that there are resources to support them. The reason that we had a press conference the other day was to emphasize the fact that there are many organizations in the city, up to 8 organizations that are working with victims of crime, the New Orleans Family Justice Center, the New Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, the City of New Orleans, and other entities, Silence is Violence and the like. We are concerned that we want those who have been victimized by crime to know that there are resources that can help you. You can go to 701 Loyola Street, to the fourth floor of 701 Loyola Street, and there is a NOLA hub, which is a hub that victims of crime can go to at any time to get the support that they need. And many times it may be navigating through the system. Many times it may be the resources. Many times it's just information. But as a part of reducing crime in our city, it's important to help those who are victimized by crime to feel free to testify, to feel free to ask for the assistance, to feel comfortable with calling in and complaining about those who are exploiting them or who are engaged in criminal activity against them. And that's what we're focused on right now with regards to sexual trafficking. It's important to recognize that it's not just an occasional holiday thing that happens too often and throughout our city and society, and that we have to do something about it. And part of that is letting victims know that they have support.
One thing I want to talk about was the governor's homeless center that he set up. I'm not a fan of everything the governor does. However, I'm willing to give credit where credit's due. It seems as though that's working out.
I toured it just yesterday, coincidentally, and I had a chance to see that they are providing three meals a day, that they're providing medical care, that if you really need to go somewhere, that there's a vehicle that takes you there. The transition center was so important on a morning like this and on the evening like yesterday, and also when we had the blizzard of 2025, there would have been people who might have been deceased other than the fact that they had access to the homeless transition center. So, yes, you do give credit where credit is due. It may have saved lives.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. Have a nice Mardi Gras. Councilmember Eugene Green.
To you and to all your listeners.
Thank you, sir. We'll take a break. We come back. We'll help you manage your money with Mark Roser, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to our news director, Dave Cohen.